Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. And moving right through here, the month of March, and the last week from today will be the last day of March, and we'll turn the calendar to April, and April brings us to Resurrection Sunday and the celebration of a living Savior, and we're excited about what the Lord's doing. Here in our midst, this Sunday is our first responder Sunday. We're honoring the police and fire department and the paramedics and any in our area. We've invited them all to come be part of our service on Sunday so we can honor them for their service to the community and give honor to whom honor is due. And we appreciate these folks and what they do for our community and what they do for our church. And so we're glad to have the opportunity to show our support and our gratitude toward them. And that'll be this Sunday morning, 10:30, in our morning service. All right? Well, listen, if your Bible's close by, I want you to go to 2 Chronicles chapter 32, please. 2 Chronicles chapter 32. I'll begin reading at verse number 1, where the Bible says, "After these things, and the establishment thereof, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came, entered into Judah, and encamped against the fenced cities, and thought to win them for himself. When Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib was come, that he was purposed to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were without the city, and they did help him. And there was gathered much people together who stopped all the fountains and the brooks that ran through the midst of the land, saying, Why should the kings of Assyria come and find much water? Also he strengthened himself and built up all the wall that was broken, and raised it up to the towers, and another wall without, and repaired Millo in the city of David, and made darts and shields in abundance. And he set captains of war over the people, and gathered them together to him in the street of the gate of the city, and spake comfortably to them, saying, Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah." It's 705 B.C., a new king named Sennacherib. His name meant Bramble of Destruction. He's the son of Sargon. They begin to occupy the throne of Assyria. The new king was immediately faced with a major problem. The kingdom that he had inherited from his father was beginning to fall apart. So, the first thing that Sennacherib did was he built an army of 200,000 troops that could be used to put down any rebellion or civil unrest. His kingdom at that time stretched across what most of us know as Iran and Iraq, Syria, Jordan, and northern Israel, and probably parts of Saudi Arabia. I mean, this was the land of the Philistines and the Phoenicians and the Babylonians and the Palestinians. Every one of those nations was a hot spot of rebellion, and Sennacherib was not going to let them go without a fight. So his army was victorious first at Babylon, and he destroyed and sacked the city and brought that nation back under the control of the government. Then he went westward and attacked the nations of Philistia and Phoenicia and others who were supporting their fight against Sennacherib by the Egyptians. When the smoke cleared from those battles, Sennacherib's army was victorious. And now those nations were also firmly under the grip of Sennacherib once again. And because of those great victories, Sennacherib felt pretty invincible. He had consulted his gods, and he'd be ensured that he would be victorious. Assyria had been established as a national capital, and it bore the name of Asshur, who was their god. Later, it would be moved to Nineveh. As Sennacherib had defeated the armies of city after city and the nations who opposed him, he'd slaughter and torture the inhabitants. The Assyrians were very vicious and ruthless people. And so now he comes to Jerusalem. He comes to Israel, Judea. And what's Hezekiah going to do? Is this the end for them too? Would this be their last days as a nation? It would seem there's no hope. But notice what Hezekiah told the people. He said, "Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that's with him. There be more for us than with them. With him is the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." And then here's the key phrase, the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, the king of Judah. Oh, they tried to get Hezekiah to surrender him and wrote him a letter, and Hezekiah spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah told the people, and they rested on the words of the king. Can I help you today? God is still in control. And if we're not careful, if we're not careful, we'll trust in everyone else's words except the king's words. I'm not trusting in the talk radio words. I'm not trusting in the Fox News words. I'm not trusting in the Newsmax words. I'm trusting in the words of the king. And if you're not careful, you'll allow Sennacherib to come into your life and to say, don't you trust in the words of the king. Don't you rely on the words of the king. Don't you listen to what the preacher says. Don't you listen to the word of God. Oh, listen, you can rest on the words of God. The New Testament would say, if God be for us, who can be against us? He will fight the battles for us. Rest on the words of the king. They rested on the words of their king. They trusted the words of the king. They put their hope in the words of the king. And I'd like to announce to you today, I'm resting on the words of the king. I'm telling you, your satisfaction in life is determined by you resting on the words of the king. Your success in life will be determined by you resting on the words of the king. Your joy in life is determined by you resting on the words of the king. Your accomplishments in life are determined by resting on the words of the king. You may be facing some seemingly unsolvable problems today, and I'll encourage you to rest on the words of the king. You may be lonely today and desiring friendship. I would encourage you to rest on the words of the king. You may be discouraged and having difficulties and troubles. I would tell you to rest on the words of the king. You may be doubting your salvation. I would encourage you to rest on the words of the king. Listen to me today. Laws change. People change. Places change. Colleges change. Preachers change. But forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. The Bible comes from the one who never changes. Hezekiah got a word from God, and he gave it to the people, and they found strength in his words. They found encouragement in his words. They found energy in his words. They found victory in his words. I don't know your burdens today. I don't know your problems today. I don't know your heartaches today. I don't know your circumstances. But I know you must rest on the words of the Word of God. Rest on the words of the book. And to rest upon them, you must know them. How? Read the Word of God. Memorize the Word of God. Meditate in the Word of God. I'm saying turn the television off. I'm saying turn the phone off. I'm saying turn the computer off. Turn the iPad off. It's not hard to understand. The Bible's not difficult to know. And what's hard to understand is why God's people don't spend more time reading it. Only one book starts at the beginning. The Bible is the book that tells us where we came from and where we're heading. What I sang in Sunday school is still true today. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Years ago, I was out knocking on doors, just a young preacher, knocking on doors, trying to win people to Christ. And I remember knocking on a door and asking a fellow if I could show him from the Bible how he could know for sure when he dies he'll go to heaven. And he said, yeah, I could do that. And I opened the Bible up, standing in his doorway there, and went through the plan of salvation. And he looked at me and he said, you know what your problem is? I said, what's my problem? He said, you're basing everything you believe on that one book. And I thought about that. I thought, I absolutely am. I'm basing it all on that one book because I'm resting on the words of the king. Let me encourage you today, rest on the words of the king for your provision. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Rest on that today. Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. Rest on that today. But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Rest on that promise today. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee desires of your heart. Rest on that. Live on those words. Trust in those words. Rest on those words. Elijah rested on those words, and the ravens fed him. He rested on those words, and the widow woman poured the oil from the cruse for over a year to feed him. Israel rested on the words of the king and was fed with manna every morning. And David rested on those words, and he slew the giant Goliath. The disciples rested on his word and saw 5,000 fed with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Rest on His word, single parent. Rest on His word, senior saint. Rest on His word, young couple living paycheck to paycheck. Rest on His word for provision. Rest on His word for strength. Proverbs says His word will be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. You can have strength and vigor and spring in your step if you start your day with the word of God. But I'll guarantee you, I tell my folks, I can't guarantee you the best sermons. I can't guarantee you the best leadership. But I can guarantee you this, I rely on the words of the King. See, your strength to serve comes from resting on the words of the King. Your strength to teach Sunday school comes from resting on the words of the King. Your strength to rear children comes from resting on the words of the King. Your strength to be a testimony comes from resting on the words of the King. Your ability to witness comes from resting on the words of the King. Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. I'm resting on the words of the King for provision. I'm resting on the words of the King for strength. I'm resting on the words of the King for comfort. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, Jesus said. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He's the God of all comfort. Physical problems, sickness, disease, sorrow, loneliness, discouragement. He cares for you. He cares for you. He ever loves and cares for you. He'll do what no one else can do, for Jesus cares for you. Oh, rely on the words of the King for comfort. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Rely on His words for provision. Rely on His words for strength. Rely on His words for comfort. Rely on His word for salvation. Rest in His word for salvation. No one's saved because you feel something. You're saved because you place your faith, your trust in Jesus Christ. He's the only way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. As a young boy, I rested on the words of the King, and I called on the Lord. You ever doubted your salvation? Yes, but I immediately go to the word of the King, and I rest on His words. I'm not relying on religion. I'm not relying on my life. I'm not relying on good works. I'm relying on Jesus. Well, how do you know that's right? Because I'm resting on the words of the King. Oh, my friend, you'll never go wrong. That's the way to live. Let's rest on the words of the King today. Let's rest on His words for provision. Rest on His words for strength. Rest on His words for comfort. And rest on His words for salvation. I hope you'll rest on the words of the King throughout this weekend. I hope you have a great weekend. Hope you have a great Lord's Day on Sunday. And I'll look forward, and Lord willing, to be with you on a broadcast on Monday. All right. Hope to see you out here Sunday, 9:30, Bible classes and Sunday school. 10:30 is our morning service. And then 5:30 for Sunday evening service. And then let's meet together again on the radio on Monday. Until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.